Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Big Show. I'm Jeff Gamet. I'm your interim host, sitting in for Ewan Rankin, and I'm so happy to be here today because, once again, I get to hang out with amazingly wonderful people. And yes, I know we like doing the self-deprecating jokes, like, oh, I can't wait till they show up, but spoiler, they're already here. Tom, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Jeff. Had to get up early today. We had to take my wife's car in for service. Not too far from here, over by Google Land, over by Shoreline.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about a 3 or 4 mile drive, but it's my old route to work. And the traffic was horrible. And it gave me flashbacks of having to drive to work every single morning. It was a short distance, but horrible traffic.
Did they replace your wife's car with an autonomic one now? They're like, oh, you're close to Google. Let's just switch out the car. You will not notice, right?
No,
it drives itself.
The auto repair place is definitely old school, and it's been there much longer than Google's been around.
You know, I used to have family that lived in that area. So I've spent a lot of time around Cupertino, Sunnyvale, San Jose. And so I'm familiar with that whole tech industry area. And yeah, the traffic you had to deal with, I feel your pain. I've been in it.
It's terrible.
Terrible traffic. So I've been going to that area long enough that I remember at one point driving past Netscape's offices, and being like, "Hey, that's Netscape." I didn't know they were
that's
still
dating
around.
You, my friend. That's probably dating you, my friend.
That is, yes.
Yeah. But when I was young, all that, I was going to say a bad word, all that stuff was cherry and apricot orchards.
Mm-hmm.
And where Google is used to be the dump.
I remember when all this
that was literally the
argue
city.
It's still there, but
it is. Well, it's where the Shoreline Amp, to be specific, it's where the Shoreline Amphitheater is. That is built right on top of the dump. Maybe I've told the story, but they opened the amphitheater. They literally built it right on top of the landfill.
Mm-hmm.
And the first year it was open, and of course there's methane gas coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
So the first year they opened it, they realized they had a problem with methane gas. And in the lawn section, you know, I went to a rock and roll show and people are smoking whatever. And there are these security guys
Especially
running around
California.
Putting out fires, you know, methane gas fires, which,
oh my God,
because it was
be
leaching
hilarious.
Up through the lawn.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had
just
these big fire blankets.
I'm burying the sign from it.
And then they had to drill a bunch of vents.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
Anyway, if you go to Shoreline Amphitheater, and I'm sure they don't have a plaque about the methane gas leaks, but what's the thing?
But, you know, maybe now people pay attention to the no smoking sign.
Well, the only good thing is it's methane gas, so it doesn't burn very hot and it doesn't like burst. It just sort of, it's like your stovetop, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You go over and go, wow.
But if you have a stove,
there's
top,
a fire,
I mean,
over
that,
there.
That could actually be quite cool. Like if you want to, like, whatever, like
barbecue.
Barbecue, like, or whatever, you're like, hey, I don't need to grill. Like, I'll literally do it over the lawn. Like,
coffee's ready. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, that's true. Yeah. Coffee's ready.
That's awesome.
That's cool.
And so appropriate that that Google has offices there.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
Basically on a dump. If you want to say Google is a dumpster fire, you literally be correct. Maybe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Not a dumpster fire. Far from it, like the antithesis of dumpster fire. Patrice, how are you?
Hi, me. I was like, oh, it's probably Ian. No, I'm doing good. I had a day off, public holiday here in Austria. Another one of those religious things that I never remember what it is, but I'm happy I had a day off.
Mm-hmm.
Got up early this morning because I went to southern Austria, like a friend of mine, and we decided last night that we're like, hey, you want to go to Graz? And we're like, actually, I have to be back by 8 for the big show, but yeah, let's do it. And so we like left at 8:15 in the morning or something, drove 3 hours, like took a train 3 hours to Graz, walked around, went up to the, there's a really cool clock tower on a mountain, and it's then came back down and started raining and whatever, and then we drove back. So nothing too exciting, but it's like cool little town, 250,000 people or whatever, not big, but a cool place. So and then I'm here.
Nice.
So that was the day.
That's super cool.
I'll put a link in. Let me see.
Yeah, that's
There
super
might be.
cool. It's doing something like that here in the United States. Just it's not the same.
It
It's
took me
just not
three
the same.
hours. It took me 3 hours to go 5 miles to Mountain View from Trees.
Yeah, see. See, I took it. See, but the difference is you had to drive, I could take a train.
Yeah, I wish I could
So
have taken a
we had to
train.
switch once, so it's like a 2 hour, it's actually just 2 hours from Vienna, but we had to go to another train station first and then switch there. Takes a
Nice.
little bit longer.
Nice.
Yeah, well, and you get to see so many cool historical things,
Yes.
and to you it's
Hysterical
just like
sometimes
it's another
too.
building, but to someone like
Yes.
me, wow, that's so cool and so
Yeah.
old.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, so much of our historical structure, infrastructure like that, like the really old stuff, it's gone because it was all just plowed over, and now it takes like extra driving and buying park passes so that you can go and see the really old structures in this country. You know, people say, yeah, the house I live in, it's 500 years old, which is really cool. But we have
That's rare in the
walls, we have a
US.
city built into the side of a cliff in Colorado that's like over 1,000 years old.
Yeah, in Europe, that's just in the corner like that.
And
Like you turn it.
I'm glad we still have some of those places here, but it's unfortunate that so much of that has been destroyed.
I put a link to Wikipedia, and there's one of the pictures on the right-hand side, like the big one. That's really beautiful. There you see the clock tower and the castle on the top and all of that. We walked up there. It's
Oh,
quite
that's
a
super cool
walk.
looking.
There's no, they, no, actually there is a train. You can go up or an elevator, but we took the stairs.
Oh, cool. That looks very cool.
Yeah, so that bit of an exercise there, but it was
The
fun.
museum looks cool, the art museum.
It is. Yeah.
And
Wow, look at
it's
the
named
cool
very
building.
literally because the name means small castle.
Yes. Yes, it does. Oh, it says here 303,000 as of January 1st. So it's grown a little bit. Yeah. So, but it's, as I said, it's actually not that old city, I think. Let me see. Yeah. That's it. Fun little place in southern Austria. It's quite close to the like Italian border. Not, I mean, still a little bit, but not too far. Yeah, and it is a UNESCO World Heritage Site since 1999. So,
That's super cool. Awesome. Well, I'm glad that you had a cool day doing the sort of thing that we can only dream about here in the United States.
Yes. I mean, just because you also don't have the public infrastructure that you could just hop on a train, not pay for a ticket, because I already have my climate ticket that's for entire year for anything I want to go to anywhere in Austria.
That's really good. See,
That
that's
is
just
awesome.
so
It's like
cool.
1,000 euros a year, but then I can literally all year take any bus, train, tram,
Okay, you have to
whatnot.
stop. You're killing me. Stop.
Right,
Yeah,
Patrice,
come
that
to
sounds
Austria.
epic. Move to
I'm
Austria. I
giving
can
you the
help you
other
if you
side of that.
want.
So, Monday was Memorial Day in the United States. And one of the things that happens on Memorial Day is the Boulder, which is a 10K race, and it's like a world destination for runners.
Yeah,
But like,
I have heard of it. So.
well, I've run in it several times,
Wow. Okay.
in the non-professional groups,
Yeah, okay.
and
I don't think you could compete, right, with the
oh
professionals.
no. No. And you know, it's so I'm in the groups where people are wearing costumes, and it's just like a giant
Oh,
moving party,
that's fun.
and it's so much fun. And even the years I didn't actually participate because I lived in downtown Boulder, I would still watch and take photos and walk to friends' houses, and because there's like big front yard parties for the race. And this year I live in Longmont, and because of the road closures for the race, I can't drive to Boulder because there's no place for me to park. And so then the next option is, well, take a bus. But that's tricky even when it's not Memorial Day, going into Boulder for the race. And so I'm looking to see where I can get a bus to, and ultimately gave up. So it's from where I live now to where I lived in downtown Boulder is a 15-minute drive. And I gave up trying to get into Boulder because the public transportation just was a complete fail.
It's so
I couldn't
that's
go
so
15
different.
minutes away.
Yeah. I mean, Vienna has tons of events, and the recommendation for most people is don't drive by car. I mean, there's barely any parking here, let alone for like whatever, a million people. Like either park outside the city, take public transport, or just take public transport or planes or whatever and just do that. It's
Yeah.
just like because we have awesome public transport here. So
Unlike here.
yeah,
Yep.
you don't need it. I don't even have a car. So yeah.
We
But
do
that
have.
sounds fun. We had a actually on the same weekend we had a run here as well. There was the women's run here in Austria. It's like to for like solidarity for women and
Nice.
it just like different also like there were a couple of like professionals that showed up. I mean it's more like it's more as a symbol, like it's not a serious run. But a bunch of professionals showed up just because like some Olympic gold medalists and whatever showed up. So that from I mean for, not even just from Austria, like internationally. So that's quite cool. There's a
Awesome.
Nordic walking group. Basically, it's just people walking for 10 kilometers. No, 5 even. So
No, with sticks.
no,
Nordics. Nordic is.
no stick. No, not even sticks. Like most people were literally like, I mean, hiking is like a national sport here, and people were like literally like showing up in their street clothes and just walking for 5 kilometers. Like whatever. Like just to do it.
Yeah, Ian,
So.
you can't use trekking poles on a walk like that because your hands are filled with your drinks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You got it. Exactly.
There's a club here for people doing what Nordic walking they call it, and so you have those two walking
I
poles,
know. It's
and there's the whole
supposed to be that
dynamics of
way.
it's the whole dynamics of because it's more there's kind of akin to skiing without snow and
I
falling
know
over.
that.
Yeah,
I
it's a
know
big
that.
thing
But as I
here
said, here
too.
the literal, I mean that's how it's supposed to be, but for like this group basically it's like whatever. Like don't care. Like just show up and
But
walk for 5 kilometers. Like
Jeff, you need to come to San Francisco for one of the Beta Breakers.
I
I think you'd
do.
fit in. That's mostly a drinking event.
I would really enjoy that. So one of these years I need to make it happen.
I think Pride in San Francisco would also be fun. I've seen photos.
That's pretty wild
Yes.
too, yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that looks like a whole lot of
I've
fun.
participated in the big Pride parade in Denver a few times, and it's just this amazing, I don't even know how long it is, but it's just, yeah, it's just an ongoing carnival on foot, just down the streets.
That's kind of what it is here.
And yeah, and it's just wonderful fun. Yeah, I did put a link to Boulder Boulder, the Wikipedia
Fun.
page,
Thank
in the
you.
chat so people can see it.
We're bringing the entry. We're bringing the like not entertainment. What's the word I'm looking for? Educational content. Now I got it.
There we go. Look at us.
Cultural,
Very
cultural,
educational.
cultural
The
education. Yeah.
cultural educational content today. Wow.
Right. Ian, I haven't said hi to you yet. How are you?
Hello. I'm great. I'm really good. Really good. It's a nice week this week. We have Monday off too for a bank holiday here. So yeah, same sort of thing. So no, as usual, it rained. Well, there we go. Sunday was nice.
Well,
So
but that's
we had
every
nicer
day.
weather for the weekend. That's every day. It's not every day. Well, I just wish we could get a ticket like that, that kind of sort of all year round ticket. That would be very tempting, I must
Yeah,
admit.
no kidding. That would be great.
Where, because we haven't bad public transport and it's reasonable, but there's not one company that runs it, so it's just been possible.
Yeah. But the same thing here. It's not
Is there
one
something
company.
there?
I mean,
Yeah,
kind of
okay.
every city, like this, a lot of it is like local. So every city has like either citywide or like the region wide, like a group. But even that is usually a group of companies, like bus companies, whatever, locally. And
They
then
just have
like
to cooperate. You know, in
all
Japan,
of them get together.
most of the trains in Japan are all individual private companies. They just cooperate on schedules and tickets and all that stuff.
We
Like,
kind
yeah,
of
but
have that,
here
but was literally just the government. The government said, okay, we're doing this. All you companies, let's get
sign up,
together and figure out how. Let's figure out how. And there was like one or two, I think one or two like really private, really special things were like, okay, we're not gonna join. But for the most part, everything.
In the Bay
That's
Area,
really
we can't
cool.
even get San Mateo County to cooperate with Santa Clara County. They're right next to each
Yeah.
other on ticketing and stuff. It's ridiculous.
We have similar ticketing and things work. I mean, overall, you get one ticket and you can travel across as many services as you like here. That works.
Okay. Well,
But
that's a good
some of it
start.
is some, but some of it's just a pain in the ass. It really is, and it's fine. It's aligning to end up in this place and then be easily able to get to the next thing, to go on the next service, to get you to the next point. It can be, and the reliability's a bit rough over the last few years.
Yeah, I think we have in Austria currently, from what I've heard and known, probably one of the best or even the best public, like just public infrastructure for like trains and whatever. It's mostly 90, like it's very much on time. It works really well. It's clean. It's modern. Like I
Every
think
country
Switzerland
needs
has,
that.
yeah, I think Switzerland has also pretty good ones. So I don't know
Yeah,
how
yeah,
that
yeah.
stacks up
I've used
against
the Swiss stuff, and
Austria,
that's excellent.
but Austria is really taking over. Like the Austrian like ÖBB, which is it used to be like a government like organization, and now they're kind of semi-private, kind of in between. I would say it's still owned, majority owned, I think, by the government. They're buying stuff in most of Europe right now. They're buying like all the night trains, for example. So you can go to Paris or whatever overnight now, and it's all run by the Austrian company because they're so good at it now
Nice.
that they're like, we can just do it. There's even another, there's a second, like a completely private company here, Westbahn, literally because it starts in the west of Vienna, and they're going now all the way to Stuttgart, so in Germany.
Wow.
And they're slowly expanding. They've started with like one little thing here in Austria, like an hour basically, hour 15 or whatever, and then they expand to like Salzburg and then to Munich and now to Stuttgart and like Innsbruck and whatever.
I've used the D-Bahn a few times, and that's always been a good experience.
Yeah,
D-Bahn's always seems to that's always
it's
got me to
been,
places.
no, it's gone down quite a
Has
bit.
it?
Like people in Germany, I mean, people in Germany like to complain anyway about everything, but
Yes.
in this case, it is unfortunately warranted.
I
But
had the
fine.
experience of
2 hour delays are not a problem.
S-Bahn to the airport and back last year when we were transiting through Munich. It's a freaking nightmare. It was the train. I took it four, so we took it four times because we were there twice. It was at least 30 minutes late each time.
Yeah, every time. It's not, it's
Unlimited.
easy. 2 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours. Like, it's basically, does it show? Do they just cancel everything? Like, you don't know. It's
I had
kind
a really
of
good
gone down.
experience of traveling across from when I flew into Frankfurt and then went on to Rammstein. And and that was going to the hinterlands in the middle of nowhere, and that was really, really. And I'm connections all worked. I was from Manstein, and
Yeah, if you can be
it all
really, really
worked.
lucky, but it's fortunately overall the quality has gone down quite significantly.
All right. Well, before we move on to stories, I'm just going to point out
Okay.
again, I couldn't get from Longmont into Boulder a
That is
15-minute
crazy.
drive on Memorial Day.
That is crazy.
Welcome to the United States.
Yay.
Fantastic.
All right. So, who has the first story on today's International
I guess it's
Transportation
Ian.
episode?
You know me, I always have mine queued up, ready to go. And today's story is cybercriminals and cybercrime. Another new sort of big takedowns happened over the last day or so across both the States and Europe. So we've managed to hit a Chinese national who's based in the US that's got Ferraris, 21 properties. And the thing about this is not so much the folk that have been caught, but the sheer scale of the amount of work these guys have gone into. I mean, it's 19, they've been affected 19 million devices across 200 countries. I mean, that's insane. And
Well,
there's more than
this is
500,000
big
fraudulent
business. It's an
insurance
industry.
claim. It's an injury, it's complete, and a loss of somewhere in the region of $6 billion. In Europe, they've been into Ukraine and Armenia, and they've managed to pick up some more guys this side. It's still small beer. It's small beer compared to that, but they reckon 69 million worth of cryptocurrency stuff is going on. It's incredible. I mean, but when you see, I mean, I clicked through on one of these adverts going to see what this shite was about when I was looking at something. It was on Facebook, and it was, you'll never guess what so and so said. And I thought, that's rubbish, isn't it? I'm going to have a look and see what it's about. So I clicked through, and then there's this story that looks for all the world like a BBC News article. And I scrolled down and I go, yeah, that was not right. And that they wouldn't say that on there. And that doesn't. And then you scroll down further and you realize there's links to some product, which in this case is called the Leading Edge, which is no, it's some Bitcoin scam or another. But it's, that was just lurking on my Facebook feed completely innocently, masquerading. And these companies are responsible for those kind of scams. These are the guys that are driving it. So hopefully this isn't the last of many takedowns, apparently, in terms of people they've got now. So hopefully we'll see a reduction. I mean, the company I work for is, large in the world of repair. We've just bought a company called Coveware. They're one of the largest, well, they're the company for negotiating and dealing with the aftermath of a malware attack. And their view is it's not where it's so is ours, as opposed to a day of. It's not where, it's not if, it's when.
Yeah, that's true.
In an
I mean
attack these days,
that
it's
is
never, we can't protect ourselves, it won't happen. You just need
in the
better people.
secure if you're in the securities, like cybersecurity space at all, like any and a lot of companies should be these days, even if they're not, all of them know it's not if, it's when. Because it's
It's very
always a
much
matter
when.
of how, like if someone targets you, like not a
There's
chance.
no way, yeah.
There's, I mean, it, the bad, I mean, we've seen it. Like, I mean, the like agencies in US where you would think those are like the best protection, not like whatever, I don't know, forest and whatever
No,
agency,
it's
what
the
it's called. I
Department of
always forget.
Defense, U.S.
Yeah,
Forestry.
exactly. Whatever. Like, it's not, it, no, I was thinking like some random agency where like, okay, they're dealing with cows. No, it's not the FDA, for example, or whatever. No, it's like they
The
have hacked,
Department
I
of
mean, they have hacked the
Agriculture.
DOD, that, yeah, they have hacked
They've
the
attacked
DOD,
everybody.
they have hacked like the cyber command, they have hacked like almost anything, because yeah, because they went through Microsoft in this case. But like it's well known, like if you're targeted, like it's the even the best companies or the best agencies in the world with the best people and like really diligent about security, because they have to be, even they cannot prevent everything.
No,
Like it's just
it's
impossible.
very much an impossibility. I mean, we work in sort of hand in hand with cybersecurity type stuff, and it's just impossible now to completely protect yourself and or to not
No,
find someone in the
you
organization
can
that goes,
only
"Ooh, what's
mitigate
this?
it.
Click, boom."
Yeah, you can only limit it, you can mitigate it, you can detect it early, and that's what oftentimes happens, that like yes, someone's accounts gets compromised, but it gets detected and then someone
Zero
like
trust
shuts it
is.
down.
Yeah, I think
Yeah.
that's your only hope. But the good
Yeah.
news is, if somebody steals all your data, like from AT&T, you'll get a nice email from AT&T offering you 6 months of Experian identity checking,
Yay.
which
Oh,
solves
well, I
all the
feel more secure
problems.
already. Yeah, I feel more secure already.
I have so many free promotional, things from Experian. I have like six accounts with Experian now.
You can protect yourself for
And
like
they're all
20
useless,
years at least.
All of those
They're all
things are
useless.
completely useless, because those have become an add-on thing with an antivirus product now, haven't they? You tend to end up with these things that are
Oh, your
very
bank is
spurious
offering it
piece of
to you for
insurance.
free by now. Like, that's just how it is.
it's crazy.
Ridiculous for the for people who still go for the paid AV sort of products. There's normally an add-on that does this kind of stuff, but it's shite. It's all completely spurious rubbish. But customers will pay for it because they don't because the not us, the muggles, the people that you Joe in the street will go, oh, that sounds, I mean, just like I insure my car. I mean, and the salesman goes, oh, just like you insure your car and you insure your house. It's something to insure your digital life too. You know, when you think, yeah, that sounds like a bad idea, and it's not very much a month, and they get money for jam. It's ridiculous, really. So, yeah,
Remember several years ago, and it's been several years at this point, there was a company that guaranteed that your personal identifying data could be safe and secure, and they would protect all of it. And the CEO of the company was so certain of it, he had billboards around the United States with his social security
So
number
screw
on it.
right.
And so then they hacked me.
What a fool. What a
Yeah, oh my
And
God.
they
You got
hacked him.
hacked.
Yeah,
Yeah,
of
of
course they
course.
did.
Someone over here did the same thing. They posted on
Yeah.
Twitter some of the things. Well, hack, try and hack me then. And they did. So, proved a
Course.
point. Shut up, the
Yeah.
idiots.
Yeah. As I said, there is no perfect protection because all it
No.
takes is one mistake, one person, one time makes all the
Multi-layered.
difference.
Multi-layered, zero trust, least permissive permissions everywhere, and you'll get somewhere
Yeah.
towards
And don't
but
put your
there we
and social
control
security
what
number
happens.
on a billboard.
Yeah.
And
That doesn't
whatever
matter.
you
No, but it's
do.
like it goes beyond that. You need a really good monitoring, really good logging, really good auditing. You need tools that can deal with all this data and analyze it. And you need an oper you need I mean this day these days like in a big at least if you're a bigger company you need a op security operations center that can react on things and knows what to do and is trained and ready to react and do stuff if something
Yeah, you
happens.
need all the
That's
people who are ready with the kill switch and unplug all
yeah
the Ethernet cables, right?
yeah literally
To be able
in
to
some
isolate
cases yeah
things.
quite literally
Yeah,
whatever tag an axe to your like fiber connection or whatever.
whatever
Isn't
it
it? No, you
takes.
wouldn't do that, but you would probably wouldn't do that, but no, some movies have done that, but no.
Related to
Just
this,
unplug it, like you don't
just
need to
just
unplug
unplug it. Yeah,
it.
just turn it off.
Related
It's
to this,
fine. Yeah.
Tom, tell us about your story.
Yes.
Okay,
That's
so
fun.
speaking of somebody getting stuff, but apparently this was not any thief. My story is about the leak, the unintentional leak, apparently from Google itself, of a bunch of Google Search API documents. It looks like the article I linked to seems to be the primary source for this, a primary source. So it's the guy who talked to the guy who discovered the leak, which is pretty useful. There's a lot of other articles that were less interesting. So this is a long article. You have to go through a lot of stuff. But apparently, it seems like there was a GitHub bot, cron job or something at Google, and it basically uploaded the wrong thing. Sounds like what happened.
Whoops.
And it's
Whoops.
documentation, but it's documentation about Search API. So it doesn't say, here is the Google search algorithm, but it gives you a lot of hints at to what Google is tracking, how they're tracking, and how they might be using it. Nothing definitive. So the first part of this story was, wow, Google published their Search API docs, or a bunch of them anyway, onto GitHub. Whoops.
Whoops.
So somebody's walking out the door with a box of their desk stuff today. And then the second thing is, it's just fodder for all the, what my fear is, it's fodder for all the spam people that do all the SEO, engineering work to try to manipulate things. It just gives them a lot more info. I don't know how useful this info is, but it's interesting about, long clicks and short clicks and the motivation behind doing the Chrome browser development and what data they're keeping and how they scored
As if
things.
that was a secret.
Right. It's basically documentation of all your fears of
Of
Google.
the things
They
that we already knew.
suck
All
up
things we worried about them doing.
everything they can, everything you can think of, they're keeping track of, and 99% using it for their ad stuff.
But you know why this doesn't matter anymore? Because Google search results are so crappy that
They're so
nobody,
bad.
like, that's anyway all AI now, so it doesn't matter. Like,
You know, I've actually got to the point where I got so sick of Google, especially on my phone, that I switched the default search engine on my iPhone to DuckDuckGo, which is, at least I don't get all the ad and AI summaries.
Yeah, they still have ads, but not as much.
They're not intrusive. It's like Google 5 years ago almost.
One
Ten
more
years
10,
ago.
probably, yeah.
Maybe
Ten
10
years
years
ago.
ago. Yeah, maybe
I've
10
given
years ago.
DuckDuckGo another pass because I gave up on it. But I've been using, because Bing as a browser, I've been using the Bing because I'm using Edge browser a little bit more again now. And that's surprisingly useful. I find the AI features a bit tedious, but
I don't want the AI features. If I want AI summaries, I'll ask for AI summaries.
I just scroll past. Like I would with the ads in Google, I just scroll past it.
Right, but on mobile, it well,
Oh,
you
it'd be
guys,
more invasive. It'd be more invasive, wouldn't it? Yeah.
you guys know as well as I do, it's even worse on mobile. On desktop, it's not quite as bad. You know, it's easy to flip your mouse up a couple of times to get past the crap, but it's
You
much
shouldn't
harder
have
on
to, should
mobile.
you?
And well, and Google, they're doing so much to track activity and how we're using their search engine. I noticed it was about the same time they did the switch over to heavy duty. We're going to show you summaries, AI generated summaries for your searches. Clicking the suggested links that Google has when I'm on my personal network, where I have a pi hole set up. So I'm blocking a lot of third-party content. The links are all broken. They will not work. Same with my ad
Why?
guard. My ad guard does exactly the same thing.
My wife said to me, "Why don't the links at the top of Google searches work?" I said, "Because I've broken them. It doesn't matter. You don't
And
need them anymore. Just can't
I
use the next one down. This is the same thing, but it's not an ad."
think for muggles, the information in this article will be shocking and surprising. But as someone who's been to multiple SEO conferences and have had very enlightening and interesting conversations with people who identify as black hat SEO experts, this is like old news. They had figured all this stuff out just through trial and error, experimenting.
Yeah, they talked to a couple of people that basically said that the information from these documents totally correlate with the trial and error experiments they've done over the last 10 years.
Oh, Google.
But I think the funniest thing is, the bot that put the wrong thing on GitHub. It's such a fail,
So you have the same problem I will with your camera.
Yeah, I
Falling
had
off the top
some.
of my
But
desk.
Patrice, for a moment, that was kind of cool because it was so
Looking
meta. I was looking at myself in real
at
time.
us, looking at you, look at me.
No, I had to switch to this phone instead of that phone. So. Oh, good. Yeah.
It
So,
all
should I
works
bring
out.
my story in?
I would love that.
Okay, I'm still debating which one. So, do you want to talk about ICQ or do you want to talk about Atari?
Oh, see, I
See, that's
appreciate
the
your
problem. That's
dilemma.
the problem in
That's a
this
good
one.
choice. That's a good choice.
Let's talk about Atari.
Okay. So there is something really exciting that happens. Here's the blog post from Atari directly after
Nolan
a, I would say,
Bushnell's coming back.
no,
Yes.
after four, after a 44, 45 year console war between Atari and Intellivision. They're merging.
Whoa.
So
Television and Atari. Wow.
Atari bought Intellivision. So yes, that is definitely, I think, a lot of people that are, I mean, I think if Ben was here, he would be all over this. So
Oh,
the
he
Ben, this one is
absolutely
for
would.
you. That's one, this is the one for you. I think a lot of like kids in like certain ages or Oh, well, adults now, but there were kids back then probably dreamed of this happening. It finally happened.
This is like
So
Canon buying Nikon or something.
yeah, something like that, like, kind of in the same direction at least.
Wow.
In television will in television entertainment will rebrand and continue the business of distributing the Amico brand game console with a license from Atari. So yeah, they will have some extra stuff, I guess, because now they can work together on stuff.
Seem to be really good or really
Yeah.
suck.
Yeah,
Wow,
Atari wants to expand the like digital and physical distribution of legacy game and television games. So
well,
that's
that'd be
also
fun.
good. So it's
Yep,
expanding
that's very
even.
good.
So people will be happy about that. And they want to create new stuff for sure. I mean, otherwise you wouldn't do that. Just for legacy content, you would be like, okay, whatever. So they want
You'd
to
buy a
create new
license,
stuff
wouldn't you? You
together.
wouldn't buy the whole company for that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, unless their license was more expensive than the whole company, but I don't think so.
Did you know that you can buy a countertop Pong machine from Atari?
No, I did
Yeah.
not know that. That's crazy.
Pong.
Yeah.
I didn't realize they were still selling hardware. You can buy a
Yeah.
2600, an Atari 2600.
I've seen these before, the
Yeah.
2600s you
Yeah.
can buy. I mean, there's a whole market of old folk like me that want to relive their youth and go
So
and
is
buy all
this
these various consoles. Personally, I don't, but I
a
like the
lot of the
future spare of
consoles,
living.
a lot of the console devices that Atari sells now, it's like a single device that has multiple game ROMs installed on it.
I see. So it's sort of thing you build yourself if you got one of those what's the RetroPie or that kind of thing, with a you get a Pi and you can basically program it with all these games, but the actual game carts are less legal, shall we say, to use the on that kind of tech. Where here it's it's certified by the manufacturer, so it's got to be better in that way.
So is this is still Atari. It's not like some Chinese
No,
company
still
bought
at
the
no, it's
brand name,
actually
right?
still Atari, as
it
crazy
is
as that
still
sounds.
Atari, and
Because
they acquire, yeah.
they started just down the street in Sunnyvale.
Yeah, I mean, we
Well,
know that from a whole, like, didn't Steve Jobs once work for Atari? Isn't that the story?
I think he worked with Nolan Bushnell. I
Yeah,
wonder
something
if they're
like that.
still there.
Yeah,
I wonder if
they
they're
don't know.
still in
Probably made too
Sunnyvale.
much money and then like didn't have to do it anymore. But yeah, Phil Adam is the CEO of Intellivision Entertainment. Yeah, but they acquired 200 t titles, existing titles, and then
Wow.
of course all the like the trademarks and the IP and so on. So like quite a deal. What I also found fun is they released new Intellivision T-shirts on Atari.com, and yeah, and more apparel and collectibles are coming. So they're literally like they're going all in. They're not just saying, well, we acquired them, whatever. Like they're like, no, let's
Intellivision
do some stuff
t-shirt.
with it.
That's
Well,
crazy.
yeah.
And it looks like Atari's headquarters are still in Sunnyvale.
Is it? I was just doing a Google Maps search and it just shows me former headquarters of Atari.
Yeah.
Oh,
Interesting.
okay. Wow. Can you imagine getting a Pong little console and showing it to a 15-year-old kid and said, "This is what we
They're
did
like, oh, this
years
is crap.
ago."
This was state
Boop,
of the art.
boop, boop. And then we
That's
got Flim Flam, where you could not only move up and down, but you could move forward and backwards. Remember Flim Flam? It had a real joystick, not just
Yeah,
a
not just the buttons, right? And if
potentiometer.
you spun your paddle just right as the ball hit it,
Spin.
you could, as they say, put English on the ball and get it to go at a different angle.
Wow.
Yeah, get a spin on it. That's English.
And we paid 25 cents to play that game.
Gladly.
Yeah, we
Gladly.
had, what did we have? It was called Odyssey. That was the console name. And it had a version of Pong on it. And I remember sitting with my sister, while everyone else had far more advanced consoles at that point. This is what my parents were able to get us. And we sat there in front of our little family television on the floor, each of us with a paddle in our hand, just for hours. Boom, boom, go-do, boom, boom, doom, 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 doom.
For hours, yeah.
Yeah, because that's what you did back then. And then
Yeah,
when you got the double paddle thing,
yeah.
it, yeah, good times.
Oh man, God, yes.
Yeah.
As the future arrives.
Yeah. Patrice, I think we should give your other story at least an honorable mention.
Honorable mention. So as one like legacy or like old school technology company continues, or two actually of them, Atari is still there, and Intellivision now will also continue very clearly, hopefully. ICQ is getting shut down next month after 28 years.
Wow, it's been
So,
that long.
I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, wow, they're still running.
It still exists.
They're
I mean,
still
that was my
using
first thought. That
them.
was my first thought, I have to admit,
Yeah.
was that still exists.
Didn't they
Yeah.
merge with MySpace?
No, they did not. They were, and that's quite, let's say, concerning. A Russian company, VK, bought them in 2010, and since then has been running them. So I think that has something to do. June 26 is one of those things. But I mean, I think most people will remember the uh-oh
Oh my gosh, yes.
graphics.
Oh, I forgot about that.
ICQ. Yeah, and this
That's
the I don't remember what it
amazing.
said when it start when it started it, but it was like the audio was quite unique and memorable. So yeah. As I said, like I think I mean, especially certain age, like when you were teenagers, like late 90s, early 2000s, like ICQ was the thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
It was
Absolutely.
in
That
Europe,
was
all
the
everywhere.
eras.
Yeah.
That
I
was
mean it
the
was
eras
still, I think, what was
MySpace
it
slash
called?
whichever one it was, isn't it?
Yeah, MSN, I think, was the other one, and AIM. I think there were a couple others, but ICQ
Yeah.
was it. Like,
Yep.
yeah.
ICQ was kind of the a little bit edgy version, wasn't it, in a way?
Yes.
That
Yes.
was a bit more
Yeah.
edgy than
Yeah.
been
Definitely
going
edgy.
with.
Yeah. And it looked, I mean, it was fun. It looked cool. It had like really cool, I mean, emoji when emoji weren't
Oh,
even a thing
the
at
logo's always
all.
been cool. The logo's
Yeah.
always been cool.
Yeah, it's like it had all of the stuff, and it was a lot of fun. So I will not miss it because I literally haven't used it in probably 15 years or something, or probably longer than that. But yeah, I mean, sad to say it, see it go.
It is sad to see
25
it go.
years.
Yeah, it's
20, okay, I thought it was like 28. Okay, 25
wow.
years.
Yeah, not everything can last
Been a
forever,
while.
but
No.
it was great. Yeah, I remember,
Yeah.
oh, what I remember
No,
now that it all comes
1996,
back.
so it should be 28 years.
8:28. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, 1996. It was
1996.
started. It wasn't it like an Israeli company, Mirabilis, I think. And then
That rings
AOL
a
bought it in
bell.
98. So
Oh,
that's kind of,
yellow. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, and I had like a number somewhere in the 2 million. I had a number. So Christina Warren was like in 100,000 somewhere, like 200,000. So she beat me by quite a bit,
I don't
but two
even
million,
remember
and
my
they had
number.
100 million, about 100 million registered users at some point. So
Yeah, back in the day, Apple had their messaging app was called iChat, and it just supported all the protocols.
Yeah, and it did support ICQ. There was also on Linux, Pigeon. And
Pigeon,
I
yeah, I
think
was gonna say, I
Linux on the
remember
Mac.
Pigeon
I
well,
think on the
yeah.
Mac as well. I think it was also a
It
Mac
was
app
that
because
was
yeah,
open source,
because
it was everywhere. I had it in
yeah,
Windows.
so
I had
you
Pigeon
could
on
have it
Windows.
everywhere. Like that was one that I used for a long
It
time, and
still
it's like
exists, I believe. Still
yeah.
exists.
Yeah,
That was
Just
great being
Pigeon.
able to just use whatever services all in the same app and have all my conversations just centralized and
Yeah, there was another app. I think it was called Fritz or Frank or something like that. It's some weird name. That was also kind of one of those, like,
Yeah, the
get all the
Ferdian thing
mess.
I use now is
Yeah.
a pre was one of that's that
Yeah.
era's same
Yeah.
thing.
It's like kind of combine all the messaging services into
Yeah,
one,
yeah.
like
But
kind
wouldn't
of
that
type
be
of
nice
thing.
to have now?
I
Yeah,
mean,
really.
they still
I have that
exist,
thing
but it's
called
harder
Fun.
to do these days.
It's
Yeah, I
much
have this
harder.
thing. I think actually, I'm gonna have a look on the add-ons. I want to see if it'll let me put ICQ on here. Just out of
Barbie still
interest.
supports
Yeah,
it.
Ian, too late.
Yeah,
Too
absolutely.
late. Well, you got, no, it's not quite. He has about not quite a month to use it. So
Yeah,
you can sign up
there's an
now. No,
option.
actually, I
There's an
bet you
option to
have
put it on there.
disabled,
There's
they've disabled this
an
already if you
option to
don't have
add
an account.
ICQ.
Nice. So yeah, it's so long
Just
and
out of
thanks for
interest.
all the
Dull.
uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Hey, you know where I don't feel like I have to say uh-oh? TSO hosts.
Yes.
And
The
why do
master.
I not need to have an uh-oh there? Well, it's because they're reliable, they're stable, they offer solid web hosting services and good prices. And then if you need support, they have great support. And what they're doing is taking all the things that they do so well, and they're giving that to us here at the British Tech Network so that we can do what we do. The resources it takes to do all of this, and I know I say it all the time, but it's true. It's crazy the resources it takes to do what we're doing here, and we would not be able to bring all of that together without their support. So they're giving us the bandwidth so we can live stream shows like this to you every single week. They're giving us the hosting space. So our website has a place to live. So you can go and see what's going on and what shows are coming up. And they're giving us the server space we need so that all of the show recordings have a place to live, so that when you go to watch or listen to all the episodes that you haven't had a chance to check out yet, or you have favorites that you want to go back and experience again, well, you can do that because they're giving us the resources to make that happen. So, thank you, TSO hosts, for being here and supporting us. And all of you, please, please just go out on social media and thank TSO hosts for being here and for supporting the British Tech Network. It only takes a minute, and it's a really great and easy way to let them know that we all appreciate what they're doing. So please go do that. If by chance you've come up with domain names that you're thinking, oh, these are the best ever, I need to buy these domain names, use TSO hosts because you're going to get a good deal anyhow. So why not use them for that? Just get those domains, put them in your cart. And if you decide you should have a website to go along with it, we'll throw that in your cart too. And make sure, though, that you throw in the discount code BTN20 so that you get 20% off your order. And thank you for doing that, TSO hosts. And they're doing it just because you're part of the BTN family. So, seriously, thank you, TSO hosts, for being here and supporting us. And this week, I actually get to have some support, which means that telling all of you about the live chat will not be quite so painful for everyone to experience because our consummate expert Patrice is here. And Patrice, do you mind telling people about the live
Oh,
chat?
I don't mind at all because it's very easy and it's a lot of fun to tell you about. So we do have a really cool live chat. It is I mean running 24/7, but it's usually we're in there when we're recording a show, which is every Thursday, 7 p.m. UK time for the big show, and every Friday, 4 p.m. UK time for the Mac show. Whatever time that is in your time zone, you will have to do the math or just consult some, like there's tons of online services where you just put the time in and it will tell you. So easy peasy. And then you head over to chat.britishtechnetwork.com and you're in. So that's how easy it is. You can literally talk to us live while we're on air and interact with us and comment and ask questions and whatnot. Like we're literally in there. It's also where we post all the links. So like we talked about the Boulder and the Graz and like other interesting things during like in the pre-show and during the show, and all of that is in the chat. So all the links are there. But let's say you are listening to this in the recorded form. in your favorite podcast player of choice, or on the website, on YouTube, wherever you're finding, on Google, I don't know, wherever you're finding our content. Hopefully not some weird AI that did some crazy thing with it. I hope so. I mean, not that we could stop it, but I hope not. Then, yeah, there. I mean, you can't do the live chat because that's done. Like, live chat is over. Time travel. I mean, if you invent it, let us know. Like, I have some ideas. But until then, like, we can't do that. But you can still get to the recorded or the like the chat transcript. That's what it's called. We have like a little bot in our chat, and then the bot records everything we say, no matter how important it is. Yes, a lot of it is probably not super important, but it still records all of it, puts it up on our website for you to see. And in order to do that, or to get to that, to see that, you head over to britishtechnetwork.com/chat. And then there is a very nice, friendly calendar that asks you to click on a date. And if any date you click on between, well, you will see which ones you can click on because the ones that are not clickable are we don't have a transcript for. But any date between June 2nd, 2015 and today, which is May 30th, 2024. If you click on that, you will see what we talked about in the chat on this day. So if you click on today's day, you will see literally what we put in the chat for today.
Awesome. Thank you for doing that. It's you just do it so much better than I do.
I try to keep it interesting.
And you do a fantastic job. So with that, now it's time for cool things. And Patrice, you have the first cool thing.
Wow. Okay. I thought you Ian was faster. So it's a really cool book.
Ian doesn't even have a cool thing in here yet.
Wow. That wow, okay. I'm surprised. You were sleeping, I think. So there's a book. It came out I think 2021. Yeah, May 4th, 2021. So it's been out a couple of years, like 3 years. I finally heard about it, found it. I probably missed it somehow. So there's this really good author, pediatrician actually originally, Dr. Robert Lustig. Also a fun name to say because Lustig is funny in German, so that always cracks me up. He's a pediatric neuroendocrinologist, so he deals with like the endocrine system, like hormones and like whatnot, everything that could go wrong in that kind of endocrinic system and in the brain. So he's the best-selling author of Pat Chance, if you've ever read that, and he released a new book in 2021, so new is relative in this case, titled Metabolical, The Lure and the Lies of Processed Food, Nutrition, and Modern Medicine. If you are looking for a diet guide or whatever, this is not the book for it. He is at the core a scientist. He is a pediatrician, or like, as I said, pediatric neuroendocrinologist, practiced for years. Now I think he's retired, and he kind of... He in the book, he looks at the science, at the things we've learned over time, like how things were and what we learned since then. It takes a very critical, very, very critical, and I think some people will not like that, look at kind of, let's say, the state of modern medicine and what is taught in like medical school, med school, and what is also what people learn after med school. And that is not always, I mean, like he said, it was like, I think, he said, like, nutrition is like a 15-hour, like these days, a 15-hour course. So not a lot, which if you think about it, is one of the most important things you have control over and you can do. And it's literally what we put in our bodies every day. So medication can mostly, and surgeries and whatever can mostly deal with the symptoms, but it's hard for them to deal with the root cause. But food actually does that. Causes also a lot of things if you do it wrong. So he looks a really, like he has a really good hard look at the state of medicine, the motivations behind it, like why are certain things happening, why are certain things being done. A very critical look at the food pyramid that you remember, the what was it, the plate, I think the new thing, well, relatively new, also like 15 year old at this point, that the Obama administration, Michelle Obama especially, did, and why it looked the way it did and where it lacked and where it was better. And like, he also takes a very hard look at like the motivations behind like who influenced what and why and so on. Who has what motivations from like internal politics, like governments, all of it, like who has what motivations, but also what the science, like he really goes in detail and explains how do things work in your body, why is this sugar different than that sugar, why is fat different than sugar and all of that, that the whole, the old myth of a calorie is a calorie that we've debunked so many times and people still keep repeating it. All of that, he goes really deep on it. So I mean, there's a PDF that with the audiobook, really good. But as I said, it is not a book that gives you an easy audio guide of okay, here's the simple recipe, let's follow that, and then you will be happy, because
Lose
he very
five.
clearly says everybody's different.
No. Come on, Patrice. Lose 5 pounds
Yeah.
in 5 weeks and only 5 minutes a
Oh,
day.
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's not him. He says there's other books like that. If that's your thing, go somewhere else.
Right.
Like he's like,
Just.
no, I'm not doing that. I'm not recommending any kind of diet, anything. He actually says pretty much any diet is, I mean, works short term and has not shown
Right.
any like long term thing. Like this simply doesn't work.
I've dropped in the
Like,
chat another book of a similar nature as well by
yeah, which one
a
is
chap
that?
called Andrew Jenkinson, Why We Eat Too Much.
Oh yeah, that one I know. It's really good too.
That's another
Yeah.
really good book.
So,
Again, similar ideas. And I'll spend 99p to find out how good that book is too. Just now, literally while you were talking, I thought, yes, I'll have that, because I enjoyed reading this one very much. Really opened my eyes to the how crooked, or how influenced, I don't suppose crooked really,
Influence.
but
It's a lot
influenced a
of
lot of our
people, with probably good
research is.
motivations or good, like even, yeah, research, even like, and there's a lot of people with good intentions doing bad things because they're influenced one way or another.
Right. Like
I
or
mean, it's
like the
very
reason we
clear.
demonizing fat because the sugar industry sponsored the research.
It's
Yes,
like,
that's
and
that
the
kind of
negative
stuff.
research just never gets published. Like if they
Never
find
get,
something that doesn't fit, then it never gets published and stuff like that. And he goes really he goes into like the war between vegan and keto and says like that's, I mean, complete crap because neither is right and both kind of have some things that work and whatever. Like it's like he goes like big pharma, big food, big government, like all of it. Yeah, he says it's chronic diseases are not druggable, but they're foodable, and we know that these days that like especially like type 2 diabetes and whatever can be treated with food, not just with medication. Doesn't mean that
I mean,
medication doesn't
Ewan's
have
an
its
example of
place,
that.
but yeah,
Ewan
there's
did that. He
tons
changed
of
his diet
exactly.
massively.
Yeah.
And I'm blaming it.
So
I'm trying to do the same.
yes, it's literally like, and he has like he explains it like why is that and that and how do you figure out what works for you? And he said like you have to do your N equals one experiment because you are different than me. What works for me doesn't necessarily for you. You have to try it. You have to see if it works. And if it doesn't, then you have to try something else until you
I think
find the thing that does work for you.
that's
That's
a
how it
brilliant piece of
is.
advice, that just there of you can't take on face value this bit of
Just because
science that
some
someone says,
influencer or some whatever,
yeah,
some whatever, 15 people who've
they're
read the
not
same
you.
articles tell you, they're not you.
They're not you. You have to try it. You have to see if it works for your body.
Yeah. And
But
that's what he
the
learned also
one.
in his practice. Like he had kids literally like sick and had like, I mean, real things wrong with their bodies, and he was able to treat them with like changing their diets really and what they eat, not diet in like the what we think about, no, just what they eat and how they eat things and so on, and like make their lives better through that. And still, I mean, sure, he prescribed medications where necessary and all of that. Sometimes he said like you need that to get to a baseline where you can even work on other things. Totally
I mean,
fine. Like if you
the Andrew Jenkinson, he's a bariatric surgeon. His job is basically to do the surgery to put bariatric restrictions in, the things you know, like so tubes to
Make
make your
your
gut smaller,
stomach
that kind
smaller,
of thing.
basically.
Yeah, and he was wondering why some of his interventions just didn't work, and there was no, medically I've done all the correct things. Why is this still not happening? And his
Yeah, he
research.
references that even in his Lustig references the I think even this book in his book, because that's one of the pieces of like research that I'm super interesting.
That he starts looking at stuff, it doesn't make sense, it doesn't add up. Why doesn't the intervention I make? It's because it's not the whole picture. It's just one set, it's one point of it.
So as I
And they
said, and
understand the kind of food we're eating, we never will.
I think it's such a serious book and scientific book. I think, of course, I being a child, I had to Google what the translation of his name is. But it's kind of ironic that his name basically means funny for a guy who's being pretty
It does.
serious.
It's a It's actually not an uncommon name. There's a children there's like a picture character on like television in Germany, or he was on the longest time in German television. It was his name was Peter Lustig, and he lived
Yeah,
like
I've
in
heard
a in
him.
like a camper van of some sort, or like whatever construction site van or something, and he taught
He
kids
lived.
like science and stuff. So that
He
it was
lived.
funny. His name was Lustig. So.
And he lived in a van down by the river.
No, in the city somewhere, in a nondescript
I
German
see where
name
you're
sounding
going with
city.
that.
Yeah, Bärstadt was the name. So Bear City, basically, in
I
English.
think only Jeff got my Chris Farley
No, I didn't
reference.
get that. I
It's an
didn't get that.
American thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Saturday Night Live. Sorry.
Yeah. So.
So after all this, now I kind of want chips. So. That's totally fine. Go
Well,
eat. I mean, if you need them, if you crave them, go eat them. Like they're, I
yeah,
mean,
you
don't eat
shouldn't
like
not eat
five
them.
bags of them, but
How about
a little bit is
microchips?
fine. Right, you
See,
can
Tom,
eat your
you're reading my
microchips might not
mind.
be chips, microchips might not be so healthy, but
So, Tom,
they have
tell
no
us.
nutritional value, basically.
Well,
Tom,
you never
your
know.
cool thing. Oh.
Okay, my cool thing is a video, and it's called How
Oh.
Microchips Are Made. And it's a video from Branch Education, which I'd never heard of. And kind of, I saw this in social media, and it's a pretty good video, about 30 minutes, maybe 25 if you don't listen to all.
27 says, yeah.
They have built-in sponsorships that they read.
Oh, okay.
But it gives a pretty good overview. It's a little techie. It's not like a fifth grader is going to understand this. But it's a pretty good description of how chips are made, what a factory looks like, all the tools in a factory, all the steps to make a semiconductor chip, and kind of what they are at a pretty high level. It's a little nerdy, but if you have any interest at all and you have a little bit of a tech bent, you might enjoy this video if you really have never seen a overall explanation about how chips are made. I highly recommend it.
Right, that's very cool.
I mean, that is high praise coming from you since you worked in the industry. So if you say this is pretty good, then
It's pretty
I'll
good.
get it. I'll watch it because that's probably going to be super interesting.
You know,
That's
they have
very cool.
to sort of use average typical numbers because every fab is different, every process is different, and
Sure.
but it's cool, and it's all built with really good. It's all automated. I think the voice is automated, but it's all 3D animations, which really help.
That's super cool. All right. I guess I know what I'm watching when I have time over the next couple days. Because, yeah, that just seems super cool.
And thanks, Ian, for the book recommendation. I already bought it on Libro.
Well
Awesome.
done. It's a good,
Yeah,
it's an interesting book. It's well worth
and it was
the reading.
$10. I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna, I'm just gonna buy it.
Yeah,
No
there's another
credit.
follow-on book which I've got on my Kindle. I'm waiting to start reading. Which is kind of him giving advice then afterwards from following on from this book.
Good
But
to
yeah,
know.
it's a good,
Yeah,
it was a good
sorry,
read. It's
Tom,
very
didn't want to
interesting.
interrupt yours. I
No,
just
I'm
wanted to
done.
mention.
That's good. No problem.
Yeah, but I'm very much interested in like learning more about like chip manufacturing and so
Well, since we're on this highbrow intellectual trend here, Ian, tell us about your cool thing.
on. This is the antithesis of this. I've mentioned a few times before, and I'm going to cost a few folks some money today. Humble bundles,
Oh,
excellent
yes.
service that gather together many different types of formats of things and offer them as a bundle deal for a decent, for a really good price. Dynamite Comics, home of Vampirella, Barbarella, Red Sonja. All yes, Barbarella, she's there
Harperella.
too. All of those kind
Genius.
of cheesy comics. I spent me 15 quid because it was worth it. But Dracula, horror, all that kind of schlock are turning 20 this year. So they've done a deal with them, and for me, it's in English money, it was about 20 quid. I bought a whole ton of comics that I can pick through and read over the course of the next year or so, probably knowing me how long it takes to get through this stuff. Black Bat, Blackbeard, Dracula. Then there's things like Army of Darkness, Sherlock Holmes. There's a whole more Vampirella. There's a whole Tarzan. There's all sorts of stuff on that kind of very much schlocky type stuff, but it's fun. And the art is beautiful from some of the artists in, particularly in the Vampirella and other ones. They, the artists from that from the early days are absolutely fabulous in terms of that particular look of the Conan Barbarian type of era stuff.
Sheena, Queen of the Jungle.
Absolutely.
There are some classic works in this.
There are some classic works in it. This is why I ended up buying. There are some classics,
Yeah, but it's
as
but I
well as
also
some.
like,
There's some trash as well, but there's
yeah,
some
but
good
it's,
stuff in there.
I mean, it's with Humble Bundle
Yeah,
always. You get like, I mean, that's kind of the
it's
idea. You get some good things
the
that kind of pull you in. You get some stuff that maybe weren't so or not so popular, but then they will get also some like money
unless the money
for
goes
the
to
people who
charity in this
created
case.
that. So it's fine.
It's the
But I
hero
really,
initiative here. This one's
yeah.
the hero initiative they're supporting this time around. So a portion of the money goes off to that. And so it's great. I've bought a
Yeah, and
number
I
of
love
these.
that. I love that. And the cool thing with Humble Bundle is, I mean, one, they always like make sure that like you can pay as little as $1 or euro or something usually.
Now for a
You can
small,
go
yeah, for a
as
small
high up
donation,
as you
yeah.
want. If you want to pay more for it, you can pay more for it. And they, I mean, here you can even go like there's a little drop down. If you click on it, you can adjust the donation and you can like even do
Yeah,
custom and
other
say, okay,
amount.
like who, how much does, I mean, Humble has like a minimum. Okay, yeah, sure, like $13 is like kind of the
Yeah.
minimum here. Sure, they also need to make their cut. But then you can say, okay, how much do I want to pay for Dynamite Entertainment? How much do I want to give to like the Hero Initiative, for example? You can adjust that.
That's very cool.
That'd be cool.
And I mean, also, it's only available for 13 more days, so get your order in now. I mean,
Don't
we've had some good stuff from
procrastinate.
these guys. Things like Mark Miller. There was a Mark Miller bundle recently, not too long back. I think you had that, Jeff, as well, didn't you? I got that one. All the Mark Miller comics. They've had stuff for 2000 AD. They regularly have different. It's always worth a look. And books as well. There's currently bundles of semi-useful books, I'll say, because I'm How to Land a Tech Job for Dummies. There's a thing on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. There's a Doctor Who mega bundle, dive into DevOps, cybersecurity, Golang programming. There's a load of stuff, embroidery. There's all manner of things if anyone's interested. Worth a little look. I'm a big fan of Humble Bundle.
Right, nice pick. Okay, so I guess that means it's my turn now, and my turn or my pick today is inspired by not being able to sleep very well, so I got up early and I watched the final episode of Star Trek Discovery. So my pick
Which I
today
have not watched yet.
is Discovery.
So tell us
And
all about the final episode, Jeff.
yeah, what happens there,
Well,
Jeff?
there's a spaceship.
No.
Yeah, no spoilers. So without spoilers, I will say that I'm really happy that after they announced the series was being canceled, they let them go back and film more stuff so that they could so that you can have closure to the series. And I think it's really well done. So it's a really nice wrap up to the whole series. And if you're prone to having tears when you're watching different shows,
I
you will
will.
have some tears during
I will
this one.
cry. I already know I will cry.
Yeah, it's just it's it was just wonderfully done. And I mean, there you can tell when you're watching the stuff that they went back and filmed, and I'm not saying that in a negative way at all. It's just you can tell, okay, here's the stuff that they must have gone back to do so we can get our wrap up, which is totally fine. But I thought it was really well done, and I'm sad to see the series go. I know there's a lot of people that didn't like Discovery, but
I loved it.
that's them. I thought Discovery was a really nice series, and I really enjoyed it. So sad to see it go. But wow, what a really nice wrap up. And Patrice, I'll tell you, there's a couple points where something happens, And I was just absolutely surprised or shocked. I'm not going to
Good.
tell you if that's
That's
bad or
good.
good,
That's good. I'm going to watch
surprise or
it in,
shock.
like after the show, so.
Yeah. So
Still
it's
haven't
on
watched the
a.
Ready Room because of the crap Paramount app.
Oh my God.
I
The
wanted to watch
Paramount
it,
app
but
is horrible.
every time it like it you tap on it, nothing happens. You tap on it again, and then the video pops up for like 1 second, the video thingy, and then it goes away, and then the audio starts. But there's no play screen anymore. I'm like, and then like restart it, whatever. Like, nope, just broken.
Yet the Paramount app for me has forgotten that Ready Room is something that Paramount does. So for me to watch it, I have to suffer through watching it on YouTube with the horrible ad inserts and
Oh my God.
just horrible. And last night, I was trying to watch. But I went, okay, so I've been rewatching Enterprise, and occasionally there'll be an episode where I'm like, yeah, this one's fine, but I'm just gonna skip it because it wasn't that great. So I went to do that last night, and I couldn't skip it, so I had to go back into the Paramount app, and they don't the list of series, it's random. And it
Of
changes
course
all the
it
time.
is.
So you just have to
Oh
sit there and scroll and
my
scroll and
God.
scroll through.
The channel ram the channel randomizer or the episode randomizer is enabled. Wow.
Yeah. So you're just
Oh
scrolling
my God.
through like every TV series property that Paramount owns,
That's
trying to
just
find the one
insane.
you're looking for
Yeah, that's so
so
true.
that you can go into that and then select the episode after the one you went to skip. Oh, just horrible.
Horrible.
Absolutely horrible.
Oh,
So,
sounds
that's
negative pick,
crazy.
Paramount Plus app.
Yeah,
Negative
total
pick of the
negative
week.
pick on the Paramount Plus app.
The uncool
Yeah.
pick of the week. Yes. It's
Yep.
not a cool thing. It's an uncool thing.
So, but bringing it back to cool things, it is time to wrap up. And I would love to hear where people can find all of you. So, Tom, where can people find you?
People can find me stuck in traffic. No, people can find me on Mastodon. I am comf@sfba.social.
Nice. And Patrice, how about you?
Well, you can find me on basically every brand that I can find here in Vienna, which is only one. I got some really cool pins ordered from Germany, so I got
Nice.
that was is my bonus cool thing to be honest. But no, you can find me, and I'll show that here in the same. You can find me every week on the Big Show and the Mac Show here on British Tech Network. You can find out more about me, what I'm doing, all the social media links, the podcast projects, literally everything, on my website, thepatrice.com, including a very special extra, like, podcast that Jeff and I have been recording the
Wait,
last
ooh.
month, months, I
Really?
think. Yeah, it's called Retro Rewatch. And we've been rewatching. Well, I have watched Stargate SG-1 like a million times at least, every year at least once.
I have
Jeff has in the 20 something
not.
years of it being around, 26 or 27, I think. Yeah, 1997, so 27 years almost.
Right.
Not seen it. Well, now you've seen it, but you hadn't before. So we decided, based on the podcast from, like the Context Machine, where you and Brian talked about it, and you said, "Wow, you really haven't watched SD1? Like, wow, she should do a podcast about that." So we did, and it's Retro Rewatch, RetroRewatch.com. Episode
Oh,
0 with our
that's
explanation
cool.
is out today, actually yesterday or something.
Nice.
And I think next week we'll post the very first episode with the pilot of SG-1. So you can watch with us together if you want, and we'll let you know like what's happening and what we thought about it. And it's a lot of fun. We've been recording quite a few episodes already, so
It's a
it's been a
lot
fun
of
ride so
fun.
far. Yeah. So
It has. And the
yeah.
great thing is, there it turns out there's so many TV
Oh, yes.
series that
Oh
apparently I
yes.
should have watched, but I haven't.
Yes. Yeah.
Patrice has.
Yes.
So it's not like we're going to run out of content.
No, we'll probably be like really, really old and still have a long list of shows to watch. So it's not gonna happen. Episode 10,000, we're still going.
I like your icon for the
Yeah.
podcast.
Jeff did a really good job with that. I
That's
really love
cool.
it.
Well,
So
to be fair, I did have a great partner in helping me make sure that we had the right colors and yeah. So
Yeah, the
thank you
colors
for
are really
helping with that,
good. It's a
Patrice.
good design. It's a great design.
Yeah. So if you're in retro TV, so nothing that's like up to date today, we're going back, really. I mean, 27 years. Yeah, that's the show for you. Yeah,
You
we're not
remember
guaranteed. Yeah,
you
we're
guys
not
recommend.
guaranteeing anything. Like, we might switch shows. Like, in the between, we might be, oh, we're done. I mean, so far it hasn't happened. I don't think it will happen anytime soon. But at some point, we might be like, oh, we're done
We're
with SG-1.
done.
Let's do something else. And we might do that. We're not say, or we'll skip episode or whatever. Like, there's, it's not a rewatch podcast in the sense of, okay, we're gonna this show and we're gonna do it end to end. We might do that, but we don't know.
We don't know. I mean,
Yeah.
we could, like Patrice said, just switch to a different show, but it doesn't mean we couldn't switch back later on
Oh,
if
it's
we wanted
true.
to.
Yeah.
Well,
So
if you
that's
guys pivot to the Beverly Hillbillies, let me know.
okay.
Remember, you guys recommended Stargate to me over a year
Yes.
ago as I was
Yes.
preparing for my trip to Egypt. So I consider that
Yeah.
a documentary.
Yes.
Oh, it
Exactly.
is
It
clearly.
is. It is clearly. If you're going to Scandinavia as well, or to Greece,
Okay.
it's all a documentary.
Totally a documentary.
Yeah.
Yes. So,
Oh yeah.
I'm gonna play straight man for a second. Wait, Patrice, I wasn't taking notes. What was that website where people can find retro rewatch?
Well, retrorewatch.com. It's very easy. You can in any like your favorite podcast player, put it in, you will find it. The episode is out, has been out for a while actually. Because we had to put it up a little bit early so that all the services can find it. So it's out today. We're also on Mastodon, retro rewatch at techhangout.social.
Oh, cool. What a great name too, and for all the internet
Yeah, took us a
stuff.
while to get to that.
The domain name, a
Yes, we
handle
got
for
it all.
social media,
Yeah,
that's
we got it
great.
all. Like, so yeah, out today, and as I said, first real episode next week. But we did put up a really cool episode zero where we kind of go into a little bit of the behind the scenes thing and how this happened and so.
And the fact that apparently I fail at watching important television series.
Yes, you do. Not seen Eureka, not seen
Completely missed it.
SG-1, not seen like there's so many shows. I'm like, wow.
There's so
Gilmore
many,
Girls, never seen it. Like, it's not like it. How is
many
that
shows I've
possible?
missed. So, yeah, retrorewatch.com.
Is Gilmore Girls the one with the old ladies?
No, that's you mean Golden Girls.
Go,
Yeah.
Golden
Yeah. Gilmore Girls is with the Gilmore Girls is
I
with the with the.
know.
The
That's the young ladies.
mother and the daughter talking really, really, really fast.
Okay. So not the same show.
No.
Not the same show.
More modern. Definitely more modern than that. Like 2000s with Gilmore Girls.
All right, Ian, where can people find you?
People can find me in the Slack room. I can find me here on the big show most Thursday evenings. Otherwise, I'm on LinkedIn. My name's Ian Grant and I work for Veeam.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, then for me, social media, Jay Gamut on the different platforms, and I am most active on Mastodon and Instagram, and I'm trying to be more active on Threads. And then for shows, Tuesdays, Chuck Joyner's Mac Voices Live. Thursdays, Dave Ginsberg's In Touch with iOS. Then here on the British Tech Network, Thursdays for the Big Show, Fridays for the Mac Show. Then Brian Chaffin and I do the Context Machine. And also, big news, everyone, just started a new show with Patrice where we talk about TV shows that she's
No,
seen that I
he does.
haven't. And
What's the first show that you guys are covering?
But we're going to cover Stargate SG-1.
Oh, great
Yes.
choice.
Yes. And the show is called Retro Rewatch. And it's retrorewatch.com. And we also are on Mastodon. And if you want to email us and give us your thoughts on episodes, or you have suggestions for what I should watch that Patrice has already
Yes.
seen,
Yeah.
hello at retrorewatch.com. Yeah. So with that, wow. Well, I
Wow.
feel like this was a big news episode
Oh, it
because
was.
we just unveiled Retro Rewatch.
It's true.
Yeah. I guess it means it's time to wrap up now. So thank you to all of you for just being awesome. And I always look forward to hanging out with you on Thursdays. It is an absolute treat. So thank you. And everyone that watches, listens live, participates in the live chat, thank you for being here. And thank you for being part of all of this. Everyone that watches or listens to the shows later on, thank you for being part of the BTN family as well. All of you, you're just awesome. And adding to that awesome list, Ewan, thank you for being you, Muller. Thank you for making sure we have people for shows. And Tioso host, thank you for being here and supporting us. Give them some online love, everyone. And don't forget about the Daily News Show. It is a wonderful show where you get 5 minutes of the tech news that you need. It's ready and waiting for you when you get up in the morning. Kyle is fantastic. And it does take a little bit extra to make that show happen. So go to the BTN website, click the button to send in money to help support that show. 5 days a week, but if you're paying, you get some extras. So just please throw some money at the show so we can keep that running. And with that, I think it's okay to say that we'd love for you to come join us tomorrow for the Mac Show. And don't forget to join us again next week for the Big Show and the Mac Show. And everyone, have an awesome weekend.